بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. This is the chapter of Kitab al-Salah. The beginning of this chapter had to do with the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara and Al-Aqsa. This is known as the three areas which get the greatest tajalli of Almighty Allah. It's called continuous tajalli. Whether someone is around the Kaaba or there's no one around it, it falls on the Kaaba and then it goes looking for all those people who are connected to the Kaaba. This tajalli is such that perhaps only when you visit the land and you look for it, will you be able to really understand what is the meaning of power like. When you'll see a person who never came to Haram, and now after 70 years it's his first time coming, and you are so tired, the journey is so long, you are so old, but when that person looks at that Kaaba like, and now you tell him that, you know, you look at it, enjoy it, but you still have to make tawaf, you have to make Safa, Marwa, you've got strength. And the body just says, I got strength. Like, just carries on. After the tawaf is finished, you say, like, you know, are you ready now? The Safa to Marwa. Marwa to Safa. Every time you worry, like, are you going to manage? And the person says, yeah, carry on, let's carry on. Then you understand what is the tajalli like. It creates such a power in that individual. That after you make that umrah finish, you go, you rest. The next morning, like, you ask the person, how you see? I'm fresh now, the sleep was good. Like when you come back here, now when you sleep at night also, the next morning you go class, you're still tired. Like, no one says, yeah, I'm fresh, let's start teaching. It's like you wish, like, I got 3 days off now, I'll come back. But the Haram is, so that power that's there. When you go to Medina Munawwara and you see the people making salam, how they're just moving in like circles, one after the other. Everyone is searching, when can I get? You enter the hotel, you see one Jamaat leaving, you see another Jamaat coming, then you understand what is this divine power. As you are sitting by the Haram and looking, one person said this, that, look at this, life never ends here, he said. Whether it's day or night, like, here life is just life, like. So as I was looking at it, I was thinking of those clubs that the Shaitani world put up. So they have their meetings, some of them Thursday night, some of them Friday. Then they have the big concert and they say during this concert so many people attended. Until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock they were like dancing and singing. But you look for a place in the world where every night people are just moving in, moving in. Everyone is searching, when can I be there? Like, I need to be closer. And say this place doesn't get tired. Like, life is just. And the one uncle is asking me now, is this the busy season? I said, this is the quiet season. Like here there's no crowd. This is the crowd. And I said, if you have to see when the crowd is, then it's not for us. So this is like that, the jelly that falls. It's a unique power is just given to the people who are worshipping. What a power. But Allah Tabarakallah's system was that it was not only going to be three selected lands now, which was going to be the markaz of the jelly. Almighty Allah was going to, like, how this world creates substations. So there was going to be substations because everyone could not come to the Harams. And for everyone to connect to something, although your heart does connect to the Haram of Makkah, even if you're far. And the heart connects to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if you're far. But man's nature is, he always likes to have physical contact. And when it is far, that is why a person who's in front of the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way he'll make salam is different compared to the man who's far away and he knows an angel is taking it. But he'll never get that feeling of the man who's next to it. Physical is what man is created with, a physical contact. So to create that physical contact for everyone, Allah Tabarakala made that wherever you are, that masjid will be your place of getting that tajalli. So after speaking about the three harams, the next hadith that will come in this chapter is now Then what about those who can't go through the three harams? Where will they find the focus of Almighty Allah falling? Meaning, what is their markaz for unique tajalli? So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The normal translation is, the most beloved of lands to Allah is the masjids of the land. And the place which Almighty Allah despises the most is the markets of the lands. By Almighty Allah, a land itself doesn't just become beloved. It is the actions of the land, the people of the land. For which reason, ulama explained the meaning of this hadith is that iradatul khayr li ahliha. Those people who are most deserving of the tajalli or the focus of that unique nazar of Almighty Allah are the people of the masjid. Ahabbul bilad ilallah, the most beloved lands, which means parts of the land, means ahabbu ahlil bilad. The people who will get the most tajalli in a land will be the people of the masjid. And the people of the masjid now will be discussed in the next few narrations. In any way, if your ta'alluq is with the masjid, you will be under the focus of Almighty Allah, just like how that man is by the Kaaba, and that man is by the haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, I'm enjoying the waterfall. That person who gets a contact with a masjid, he will find such tajalli which will spur him on towards good. As for the person who's a man of the market, he will not find that tawfiq. He will find rather, the more he spends time in the market and his heart is in the market. Remember this word, the heart. That is why Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah wrote very nicely. He said, for this reason it has been said, kun mimmay yakunu fi as-suq wa qalbuhu fi al-masjid la bil-aqs. That if you want to, you rather be from those people who, although they are in the masjid, but their heart, although they are in the market, but their heart is in the masjid. Because their heart is in the masjid, they are also the focus of the tajalli. He said, la bil aksi. Don't ever let it happen, you are a person whose body is in the masjid, and your heart is in the market. Because when the tajalli searches, the markaz of tajalli is the heart. So if you find one person who's a Darul Uloom student, so madrasa means masjid and the muta'alliq of the masjid. So they say he's a student of the madrasa. So everyone will think that he is Ahlul Khair. Like. But that student's heart is out of the madrasa. His heart is in Qatar. So he's not going to find that tajalli. He will not find it. If he finds that I can't wake up for Fajr, they'll tell him, but you're in the madrasa. That why are you not being pulled? It will be said, the tajalli looks for the heart. So he brought his body there. Mullah Ali Qari then writes, وَالْجَمْعُ بَيْنَ الْقَلْبِ وَالْقَالِبِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ أَكْمَلِ. If you can get your heart and the body both in the masjid, that's the best. But second grade, he said, make sure your heart is in the masjid. Even if it happens that your body is outside the masjid. He said, don't be of the third, that everyone says he's a man of the masjid. But that man's heart is not in the masjid. He will find his inclinations towards evil will continue growing. He will not draw divine help. He will not increase in good. Day by day, he will start becoming bored of the environment. And many a time in marakis, in masjids, in the khanka, when a person is spending time, then you see after a while he starts getting tired. And instead of increasing in good, he starts decreasing in good. And when they ask what happened, so it was that he was not under the waterfall. Because he had already connected his heart to something outside. The asarat of that outside was now going to fall on that heart. And his desires for evil started increasing, although he was. Medina Munawwara, before the end of times, will have an earthquake, few earthquakes. Hypocrites will come out of Medina Munawwara. The question is, how can a hypocrite live in that land when that land is getting so much of tajalli? So because the qalib, the body, is in that land, not the qalb, that person's desire for good never increases. His hatred for good increases. As he sees people going to the masjid, it irritates him. He wants to create more evil around the masjid, because his heart was never in Medina Munawwara. So the masajid, the people whose heart and their body has a ta'alluq with the masjid, will be ahab, the one who will be under the special nazar of Almighty Allah. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا, the one whose heart is connected to the market. Connection now is of many types, which the ahadith will speak about. First connection will be the connection of building a masjid or building a market. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Usman radiallahu anhu narrates, Man bana lillahi masjidan, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. These are narrations we all know. We are mentioning it here to make us think about what is our ta'alluq with the masjid. This ta'alluq can be anything from building to cleaning to respecting to thinking about the masjid for salah. Which one narration just said, وَقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. As long as the heart has an attachment with the masjid, in this world he'll be under the waterfall of Allah's tajalli. That narration speaks about on the day when there will be no shade, but the arsh of Almighty Allah, he'll be there under that shade. Because he was always living under divine nazar. So to get this heart connected, the first one is to build. And the narration was unique in this year, because everyone's ability to build a masjid got to do normally with wealth. And everyone hasn't got wealth. And a masjid, you'll never be able to put up a cheap masjid. People will actually mock at you and say, you disgrace the masjid. So this word of bana, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave an example of it. He said, similar to how you call something like a nest. But one is a nest where a bird gathers the plants of areas. You see the bird flies, it comes with a twig, flies again and it comes to a twig. And then it starts building a nice nest high in the tree. And then you get the easier way of a nest, where you get this one bird, it digs. It's called mafhas. Fahas means to search. And normally when you search and you see something is buried, you just dig, dig, dig. So you get the certain bird, it's not going to go in the trees. On land, it just takes its leg and it starts hitting. So it's not really gathering things from around, it's just kicking its leg little. This is like the cheapest nest in the world. Because all it's doing is just clearing sand. And then when it clears, 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 it finds like a small hole now. And then it just sits there. And thus it became its nest. It hardly did anything for that nest except a little kicking. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who builds a masjid even like this nest? The nest that was created just with the kick of the leg. Almighty Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah says, if you want to read this narration and encompass all the different narrations, is that you look at the two tanweens in this hadith. Man bana lillahi masjidan. So tanween comes for many purposes. One tanween comes for like tasghir. So man bana masjidan saghiran. Who builds a small masjid, a very small masjid. Any masjid. And another tanween comes for ta'zeem. Banallahu lahu baytan azeeman fil jannah. For him Allah will build something unique in paradise. Some have mentioned this hadith because one narration comes samala, mithlahu. They said, who builds for Allah in this world a masjid, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah, mithlahu samala. They said the meaning of samala is how a masjid has a certain rank in this world over all other houses. The house that he will get in Jannah over all the other houses of Jannah will have that rank. How a masjid has a rank over all other houses in this world. Allah will build for him a house which will have a rank over all other houses in paradise. So all of this year came for what? One is, if you say a man built a very huge masjid. So the wording came, man bana masjidan lillahi. Who built something for Allah, even if it's small. On that day, ulama wrote, here we don't see it in South Africa on a big scale. Other countries we saw. I was in one country, they were inviting people to donate to the masjid. So you donate 1,000 whatever, and then on one brick your name comes. So I'm picturing that masjid as I'm hearing this donation call. How many names will be like? Because as you enter now, the bricks are going to be looking at you, isn't it? So every like brick will have a name. So he donated like 1,000 bricks. But you'll have his name. I said, like, normally you look for the 99 names of Allah. Find the 99 donors' names. So that name that comes there, although ikhlas is a thing between man and Allah, but sometimes when the name comes, it can spoil it. But when I read like how it's written here, yeah, it's quite hard, but it is something to be known. That if you're getting a chance to do a unique amal, rather do something small and keep it hidden. Instead of pushing yourself to do something big, but you're making sure it's exposed. When Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib was building his masjid, at that time there was not much money by him. Later on Allah Tabarak Ta'ala sent more than enough. But in the Ibtida period when he wanted, and he wanted to build a masjid of, like, his sheikh never liked what was called the smell of what we call our normal, that cement. So he wanted it marble. And marble was very expensive. And his desire was, if I build a masjid, I'll do it like how my sheikh wants. Like, but when now someone phones and says that I'm ready to pay for the whole masjid, and you get so happy. And there was only one condition, that the name of the person must be written. My wife, for her. Then he contacted the person and he said, but Allah knows for who it is. So the tawajjuh is, whose tawajjuh you're asking? The zat of Allah. So by not putting her name, Allah is still going to know who. It's not going to be like Allah. So ask, whose masjid is this? And that person said, no, I want it written. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib had to tell him that Allah will build his masjid without your money. But I will not put the name. It's easy to say now because we're not building a masjid. When you're building that masjid and you need so much and people are not giving, and then you get that one. Sometimes you just give in the ending. You say, okay, it's between you and Allah. That I'll put the name. He said, I'll never put that name. He said, if I have to put a name of nisbat, I will put of my akabir. People who themselves were the markaz of the jalli, in the yard of so and so. Not that he put money in this thing. His ta'aleem made us put up this masjid. He said, I will not put a person's name who put money. So he wrote nicely. He said, for this reason it has been mentioned, Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote, that who writes his name on the building of the masjid, دَلَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ إِخْلَاصِهِ. He said, he himself is making a loud indication that I am not mukhlis, sincere in my action. Although ikhlas is between man and Allah. He says, Ibn Hajar rahimullah wrote, yes, if a man wants to write his name and his intention is people will see my name and they make dua and they say, Allah forgive so and so person, then Ibn Hajar rahimullah wrote, then I think it will be okay. But on that, Mullah Ali Qari rahimullah wrote that he says dua and people saying Allah forgive him, that can become whether they know your name or not. Because when they enter the masjid, all that sawab is going to you. And as for Allah's mercy falling, Allah doesn't need that name to remind him, remember who put up that masjid. So Mullah Ali Qari Rahimullah wrote that although he wrote that if your intention is dua, he said you can get much more tawajjuh of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala if you don't put your name there. So the main thing is that ta'alluq with the masjid. Whoever can lend, and later on they also write that in building the masjid, one is the ibtida, starting the building. One is helping with the building. One is the tatmeem, takmeel of the building. One person just comes and he says, can I put this one shelf in? Can I put Qurans in the shelf? One is making sure the masjid stays clean. One is just giving the muazzin little but hadiyah once a week whenever you see him. One is walking out and you see a box, they say for the masjid, and you put in 20 rand, you put in 5 rand. All of that day comes in this word, the building of the masjid. Because it's not only putting it up, it is maintaining this entire structure. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is going to make it so easy that even a student who got nothing, he could take his 1 rand and drop in that coin box also. All of this was just to show one thing, I got a ta'alluq with the house of Allah. Like how we explained of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever's thought goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then immediately the connection gets made. And from the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, light now focuses back. A person who says Allahu Akbar and thinks of the Kaaba, then one connection goes there, then from the Kaaba another thing comes back. Similar with the masjid. Whoever will have any ta'alluq to the masjid, as soon as he creates that ta'alluq from the masjid, that tajalli of Allah which falls, goes towards that individual. He might not at that moment be sitting in the masjid, but because he created a ta'alluq. So as students, try this. That now and then, when you're walking out and you see that box, then just take out 2 rands and put it in. Not that the 2 rands will really do anything in the world. Once upon a time, we had one person, Haji Sahib, used to always check up in this box. This box was always empty. He said, no barakah in the masjid box. No one is giving money. So he decided to put money. Our Haji Sahib, please keep the box full. Amazing, but when he was opening after that the box, he was finding even his money was like going to the heavens. His money wasn't there. So now he started thinking. In the past it was a sign that the fire would take it away. His money wasn't in the box also. Then they found that someone was taking a nice chewing gum or something, putting in and pulling out. But even then, that person who was putting in, by Almighty Allah, the money was going, the ta'alluq is created. Even if it never came into the masjid, just a ta'alluq. The next narration will explain the man who in the morning, in the evening, is just walking to the masjid, he got a ta'alluq. One narration will explain a person who just cleans the masjid, what ta'alluq he got. Any ta'alluq you keep with the masjid. And as a student, because you all are farigh, once you graduate, you might always think, then I'll have law time for the masjid. It doesn't happen like that. When you become majghool with the things of this world, it becomes a little hard to say, I'll go early. When you're a student, there's nothing except what is called, I'm tired. Just to keep this year, that I want to keep a ta'alluq with the masjid. Just for this year, a ta'alluq has to be shown, like not as I'm forced. Because then it's not called ta'alluq. Then you came here, like when you say, let's go for Eid to grandparents. Now you don't want to go now. So when you come with your parents, you're already grumpy like. They can already see you don't want to be here. You're looking at the clock all the time. When can we go somewhere? But if you want to go out, then you the person saying, hurry, hurry. You're wasting time. That ta'alluq is called a ta'alluq with the masjid. So whenever class finishes, that person who like waits for the nazim to say, go to the masjid, go to the masjid, go to the masjid. He must think that what is my ta'alluq with the masjid? Because if he hasn't got it, then he's not going to be pulling that. And if he got that ta'alluq, then one person had to spend so much to go to the haram of Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. One person can get it all right here. All he has to do is make that extra step before other people are making that step to show that my heart is mu'allaq to the masjid. And then the connection starts immediately. Connection starts. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all from the people of the masajid. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.